The Old Testament reading is Genesis chapter 50, verses 22 through 26. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children of Machir, son of Manasseh, were also born on Joseph's knees. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will surely come to you and bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." So Joseph made the Israelites swear, saying, "When God comes to you, you shall carry up my bones from here." And Joseph died, being 110 years old. He was embalmed and placed in a coffin in Egypt. And then the New Testament reading is Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much for the reading. We all get every single day a lot of text messages, and if I were to ask you, can you remember your text messages, what would you say? You don't have them. But those who get text messages, can you remember them? Not really. But one day I got a text, not too long ago, and that text message stuck with me. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. It was a quote that I got from a friend of mine. And I cannot really repeat the quote in exact words because there's some profanity in it. But I will do it in my own words. So while we're in the church, I know that you will not try to figure out what is that word. But it is something like along the following lines. An assumption is the mother of all mess-ups. An assumption is the mother of all mess-ups. And I started to think about it and I started to read about it. Then I realized that is so profound that an assumption is the mess up of almost all our relationships. And it reminds me of a story that I read to share with us how dangerous an assumption really is. And before I share that story, it's actually good to know what is an assumption. An assumption is a thing that is accepted as a fact, but there's no proof. Or you can say an assumption is something that you believe will happen, but you don't have proof for it. So you treat an assumption as a fact, but there's no proof. And reminds me of the photographer that needed to take some pictures of a fire forest, but the smoke was too bad, so the photographer couldn't reach the fire by vehicle. And then the photographer requested to the company, "Please see that I can fly by plane." And they came back to him and said, "Yeah, there is a plane for you. Just go to the nearest airport and there will be a plane waiting for you." And he drove to the airport and he saw a plane there warming up. And he just ran to the plane, hopped in, and he said to the guy in the plane, "Let's go, let's go." And off they took. And he said to the photographer said to the guy operating the plane, "Can you just do 4 lower passes at the north end of the fire?" And he turned to this person, the photographer, "But why?" And then the photographer said, "But I want to take pictures." "But why do you want to take pictures?" "Because I'm a photographer. And this is what photographers do. They take pictures." And you could see the eyes of the other person just grew so big. And he turned to the person with bewilderment and he said, "So you're not the instructor?" So you see, assumption is very dangerous. And we make assumptions every single day. It is so scary. that assumptions is so part of our daily lives that we don't even realize it. For instance, you text someone and you don't get a text back in time. Then you feel, but you know what? That person maybe is angry at me. Or you go to a meeting every week and normally your friend will sit beside you. And at that next meeting, your friend decided not to sit with you. Then you think, but did I do something wrong? You know where I want to go. There are so many ways that we make every single day assumptions. Or you walk past someone and the person didn't notice you, didn't greet, and you feel, but I don't get this. What did I do wrong? We make assumptions about other people. You go to the mall and you park and you see someone park on the disabled parking stall. The person get out and walk as if nothing is wrong. And then you say, such an idiot. I would have never done it. How could people be like that? Or you see someone going to the food bank, a young woman. She's healthy. And you think, can she not get a job? Is she abusing our system? It's my tax money. So we continue with our assumptions. We make assumptions about our faith. You know, if I pray to God about my decisions, God will reward me with success. And many times it doesn't happen. Someone told me the other day, you know, he said during the pandemic, he just felt that God has left me. And he treated that assumption as a reality because he said, I was so depressed. God has left me. So assumptions are very dangerous. Why is it so dangerous? Because it is the door. Assumption is like a door opening the heart for all negative stuff. It opens the heart for pride. Well, I'm better than that person. I will never park on a disabled parking lot. But you made an assumption. Maybe that guy had a prosthetic leg. Or I'm better than that lady. I would have found a job for myself. But maybe you don't know that she just got divorced, lose a job, and she has two little kids at home and cannot find a job. So when we make assumptions, we open the door of our heart for frustration. We think we're better than other people. And we also open it for anger. And what does that do to your heart? It takes away your joy. It takes away your peace. That is why assumptions are not a good thing. And you realize that it's all over the place every single day. We all are guilty when it comes to assumptions. When we go to the Bible, just read the Bible, you see so many stories of assumptions. I can share so many. But I've just picked one in the Old Testament, Joseph. We know the story of Joseph. He was thrown into the well by his brothers and told his dad an animal killed him. Here is the blood. And then he was sold to the Midianites. Midianites sold him to Potiphar. Potiphar accused him of bad things, which he didn't do. He ended up in prison. He listened to the dreams of people. And then he ended as the second in command of Egypt. And then there was famine. Then his brothers needed to come and get some food. And always they had in their mind, after they realized this is Joseph, he's going to retaliate. Because we did a bad thing to him and now he has power over us. He is going to retaliate. That was their assumption. They came back for a second time in Genesis 50. And then what was in their heart according to Genesis 50? Fear. Now dad is dead. Now is the time for Joseph to take care of us in a bad way. Dad is dead. So they were filled with fear. Their heart did not have peace. Why? Because they treated an assumption as a fact. And there was no proof for their assumption. And when they saw Joseph, what happened to Joseph? Joseph realized the forgiveness I gave them in the previous visit is not complete. They still have fear. And what was the result for Joseph? He had tears in his eyes. And then he told, in a profound way, his brothers, who am I to judge? Am I in the place of God? Then he looked back. And in hindsight, we always have wisdom. He looked back and he said, it was God that organized all these things. God's hand was in it. I don't judge. When things are falling apart, it's God's way to make things fall in place. And we only can see that in hindsight. We only have foresight. But wisdom helps us to have insight. And that is what we need when it comes to all the assumptions we have. You know, we continue with the Bible. You go to Job. His friends told him, Job, the reason why you are suffering is because of your sin. That was their assumption. And the whole book is, that is so untrue. It is not the reason why Job suffered. But his friend said, this is a fact, Job. But it was all the time an assumption. You know, Jesus came back from a party, and what did the people say? He's drunk. That was the assumption. And today we have also assumptions when it comes to party and having fun. You've got to be drunk to have fun. You need to be tipsy to be happy. This is what people believe. Jesus is a proof. That's an assumption. The day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out. God came in a new way to this world. People were so happy. And what happened? People thought they were wrong. And maybe we need to bring that happiness back into our churches. That people can gossip about us in the community. Those guys are drunk. But it's an assumption. But that's good. So you can see in the Bible there are a lot of assumptions. But what is the danger of an assumption? The big danger is that it reveals more about you than the other person. If someone doesn't phone you, don't call you, then you feel, but I'm not important anymore. It reveals your insecurity. When you look at the guy that parks in the parking lot for disabled people, and you think, I would have never done that, it reveals your pride. I'm better than that other person. And when you look at a woman going to get food at the food bank, and you say that she's just abusing the system, not having the facts, that's your assumption, it's judgmental. It reveals that you're a judgmental person. So it reveals what is in your heart. Pride, judgmental spirit, and insecurity. I remember after one message, long time ago, still in South Africa, one prominent person in the church, after the message, came to me and he said, who came to see you to gossip about me? I thought, but wow, no, I don't allow gossip. He was very serious. He said, I want to know who talked to you about me. I said, help me to understand why you feel like that. Then he said, your message was aimed at me. How do you know everything about me? Then I helped him to understand that is an assumption. Truth be told, many people think I'm the only person going through this. And when you hear a message, oh, it's talking to me. Someone must have told the pastor. No, truth be told, we are all going through the same stuff. We live in a broken, broken world. And we just need to accept that. We are not the only ones that feel sometimes inferior, that feel sometimes lonely, that feel sometimes I'm not wanted, that maybe you feel, but I will never be happy again. We all go through those things. But realize it is based on assumptions that we need to know. Now, the million-dollar question is, how do we deal with it? Well, the Bible has a huge section that we call wisdom literature. We need wisdom. Because today's life is foggy, it's complex, it's difficult to find your way. And that is why I believe, and that is why I'm part of the Bible GPS Institute. Because we believe that the unknown future can only be navigated through the compass of an ancient text. This Bible, Because the Bible is reliable, it has authority. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 says, it is breathed by God. It is inspired. It gives life. This is what we need. But when life is complex, when you wrestle with big stuff, you need wisdom. And I want to take you to one passage that I really like. It is Proverbs 4 verse 23. Proverbs 4 verse 23 is part of the wisdom literature. It says, above all else, guard your heart, because everything you do flows from it. Above all else, forget everything I said. Above all else, guard your heart, because it's the wellspring of life. Another translation will say, everything you do flows from your heart. If you have insecurities, you will present yourself not in a good way. You will doubt everyone. You won't trust people. If you have pride, people don't want to be your friend because you always think you're better. You are right. Therefore, the Bible says, above all else, make sure what's going on in your heart, because that determines your life. And you need to guard your heart from garbage. Because assumptions, the conclusions we make, it is the mother of all mess-ups. Because it's built not on facts. So we need to guard our heart. How? Just go 30 centimeters up. Romans 12 verse 2. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. What's the pattern of this world? Assumptions. It's part of our life. Look at the news. When we went through the pandemic, we're still in it. All the assumptions people make about DNA and whatever, we didn't know what to believe anymore. And it disrupted relationships. People don't talk to one another anymore. So we need the wisdom of Romans 12. Paul was a wise guy. So he says, don't conform to the pattern of this world, because it's destructive, it's negative, it doesn't bring real joy. But be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Paul didn't say by the renewing of your emotions. Your emotions cannot renew themselves, because you feel inferior, you feel insecure, you feel unhappy, you have pride. You need something else to deal with that. And you need the mind to catch up with your emotion, to drop down 30 centimeters and say, you know what? You don't need to feel like that, because I love you. You don't need to feel like that. I was just busy with something. That's why I couldn't send you that text message. Please don't feel like that. This is how we renew our mind, how we are being transformed. Have reason. Christianity is a religion that is much to do with our reason, the way we think. Because if you change the way you look at things, if you change the way you think about things, the things you look at will change. You look at that text and you will change your mindset. I'm not going to allow that garbage to enter my heart. I'm going to guard it by renewing my heart, my mind. And when you renew your mind, you start to think about things. And then I have good news for you when it comes to an assumption. There is one good assumption you can make. There's one very good assumption. And that is, make the assumption that almost all your assumptions are wrong. Almost all your assumptions are wrong. That is the good news. And this is what I like about God's Word. We need to have the truth. Because the truth will set you free, but it will first make you uncomfortable. So when you deal with assumptions, realize the good news is almost all the time your assumptions are wrong. Therefore, when you know that, and I don't need to prove it, just you can just go and come to a standstill and think about it. All our assumptions are wrong. And it impacts our heart in such a negative way, and it's unnecessary. So what do we need to do? Give people the benefit of the doubt. That's the call of love. Love needs to be in your heart. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Because you never know what people are going through. Be kind. Because you don't know what people are wrestling with. Because what people do doesn't reveal who they are. And it reveals how you feel. The pride, insecurity. Let's work hard not to be controlled by our assumptions. A wonderful way to do it. And this is why I'm passionate about God's Word. Because God's words help to reprogram our mind. It's like a computer. You reprogram. You get rid of all those viruses. And then it ciphers through to the heart. It guards the heart. Above all else, guard your heart by renewing your mind. Get into Scripture. Reprogram yourself. And know that God loves you. I want to conclude. I have two verses also from the book of Proverbs for 2022 for myself that guides me. I always hold on to that. It is Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. That could have been assumptions. Don't lean on your own understanding. But with all your heart, means your whole being, trust God. And then it continues the next verse, verse 6. It says, submit in all your ways to God, and He will make your paths straight. In our mind, there is the battle of assumptions. The best way to fight the battle of assumption, go to the truth, which is God's Word. Let's pray. Dear God, we want to thank You for Your amazing Word that speaks into the realities of life. Lord, there's so much garbage out there that wants to penetrate our heart. Wants to sabotage and destroy our joy and our peace. Help us, Lord, to live in the truth of Your Word. Thank You, Lord, that we can just come to a standstill and put all our trust in You, and You will make all our paths straight. We thank You for that. Amen. At the Bible GPS, I have a platform where I record every week a message that I send out to people. And I had two messages on the topic of assumptions, because the feedback was, we want more. So if you want to listen to the second message, you can send me your email or give it to me and I'll send you the link. Or you can just email me at Kobus, K-O-B-U-S, at thebiblegps.com. Then I can send you the link to the other message about assumptions. So wherever you are, God has placed you. God has placed you to guard your heart. God has placed you where you are just to experience His amazing peace. And then God is sending you out to the world, to your friends, to your family, to your neighbors, with the mindset of, I will not be driven by assumptions, but by the truth of God. That people can sense in you, you have identity, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. By the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the amazing love of the Father, and the fellowship of His Spirit be with you. Thank you. Have a nice day.